This Mental Health Month, we ask, how can students ease back into on-campus learning? And to do that, we are joined by Associate Professor Terry Bowles in Educational Psychology from the University of Melbourne. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I want to start off by asking, how can students, whether that be university, TAFE or school, help students ease back into on-campus learning?
Well, easing back into on-campus learning is not going to be all that difficult, because schools actually do that every year when they introduce students to the next academic year. Some of the modifications that are critical at the present time because of COVID-19 have to do with support that universities and secondary schools and primary schools can provide through assisting students with special needs that may be exacerbated by COVID-19. Modification to the curriculum. Clearly there's supports and sensitivities provided by academics for students that might be adjusting unsuccessfully or adjusting slowly to the prospect of coming back. And then, of course, there's all the physical processes that have to take place. Those won't be lifted, you know, the physical restrictions and mask wearing and so on. They'll be in the forefront of the minds of many organisers of universities and secondary schools. And finally, the students themselves will probably have the benefit that they have lost in their social networks, and they'll provide a lot of support that's informal.
It definitely is a big thing to come back from a pandemic to then head back to uni or class. What about students who may have had mental health issues arise during lockdown? How can universities and TAFEs take a role to provide mental health support?
I couldn't underscore enough to you the fact that we have all had a test of our mental acumen and our psychological adjustment. What we know has been tested, what we know about ourselves and our social structures and our communities, and that tests us on one level, but also our mental health has taken a bit of a hit across the board because of fatigue. This lockdown has, especially in Victoria and some parts of the country, has had a big toll. And I'm not so sure that everyone understands the impact of that, especially those who haven't been in lockdown. So there's a fatigue factor. I think one of the other factors is loneliness. Whether you've been in lockdown or not, there have been restrictions that have been brought to bear, and so our social networks have been frustrated. People haven't been able to socialise as much. They haven't had the structures of social contact, such as school, which is a really interesting and important thing for students, and very understated. The very constant aspect of it that may become boring at sometimes because it's underappreciated is really important. The constancy provides students with certainty, and that can certainly afford our mental health a great deal of scaffolding. And I think the last thing is the compounding effect of all of these things collectively has a negative effect. So there's been no relief. There's been no holidays. There's been no celebrations in some parts that help defray the frustrations of life. And that can be very, very difficult for some people.
That's definitely a good point. There's lots of, landmark things like birthdays or starting degrees, finishing degrees, and all the things in between that people haven't really been able to celebrate like they did before. I wanted to ask what your advice would be for students who are feeling a bit anxious about coming back to university. I definitely think that there would be, for some people, it's different for everyone, but for some people it can be a bit overwhelming to go from being alone in your room just with a Zoom chat to then suddenly being in a quite busy space.
It's really going to be challenging for some. Some will bounce back and absolutely love it. And we just have to make sure that those people aren't so excited about everything that they lose track of the fact that we're still under some levels of restriction. For others, without knowing it, some people will have become quite withdrawn and some possibly more socially anxious. If it's really profound, they should seek help. But monitoring your self-talk, creating environments that are socially welcoming and non-threatening, and making sure that you are re-establishing friendship groups that are really positive, that's critical. And that will certainly help people along. I think the other side of it is, alongside what you said before about the absence of celebrations, you know, it's not just the students, but academics are very, it's important for them also to see their graduating students celebrate and enjoy the experience of tertiary work. They are the people that can actually, the staff, modify things to a great degree to welcome students back. And sometimes it's important for students to just open up and explain where they're at and what sort of assistance they might need and what direction they might be pointed in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and providing your advice.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.